These are the daily Bible readings for December 12th, or day 346. A prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Amen. Zechariah chapters 7 and 8. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of the Lord came to Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, which is Kisleu, when Sarasar and Rogomelech and the men that were with them sent to the house of God to entreat the face of the Lord, to speak to the priests of the house of the Lord of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, Must I weep in the fifth month, or must I sanctify myself as I have now done for many years? And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Speak to all the people of the land, and to the priests, saying, When you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month, for these 70 years, did you keep a fast unto me? And when you did eat and drink, did you not eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Are not these the words which the Lord spoke by the hand of the former prophets, when Jerusalem as yet was inhabited and was wealthy, both itself and the cities round about it, and there were inhabitants towards the south and in the plain? And the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, saying, Judge ye true judgment, and show ye mercy and compassion every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, and the fatherless, and the stranger, and the poor, and let not a man devise evil in his heart against his brother. But they would not hearken, and they turned away the shoulder to depart, and they stopped their ears not to hear, and they made their heart as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts sent in his spirit by the hand of the former prophets. So a great indignation came from the Lord of hosts. And it came to pass that as he spoke, and they heard not, so shall they cry, and I will not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. And I dispersed them throughout all the kingdoms, which they know not, and the land was left desolate behind them, so that no man passed through or returned, and they changed the delightful land into a wilderness. And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I have been jealous for Zion with a great jealousy, and with great indignation have I been jealous for her. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am returned to Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the sanctified mountain. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, There shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand, through multitude of days. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls, playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If it seem hard in the eyes of the remnant of this people, in those days shall it be hard in my eyes, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the land of the east, and from the land of the going down of the sun. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in justice. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Let your hands be strengthened. You that hear in these days the words by the mouth of the prophets, in the day that the house of the Lord of hosts was founded, that the temple might be built. For before those days there was no hire for men, neither was there hire for the beasts, neither was there peace to him that came in, nor to him that went out, because of the tribulation. and they let all men go, everyone against his neighbor. But now I will not deal with the remnant of this people, according to the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. But there shall be the seed of peace, the vine shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their dew, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the Gentiles, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, let your hands be strengthened, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I purposed to afflict you when your fathers had provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord, and I had no mercy. So turning again, I have thought in these days to do good to the house of Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not. These then are the things which you shall do. Speak ye truth, every one to his neighbor. Judge ye truth, and judgment of peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his friend, and love not a false oath. For all these are the things that I hate, saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, The fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and great solemnities. Only love ye truth and peace. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, until people come and dwell in many cities, and the inhabitants go one to another, saying, Let us go and entreat the face of the Lord, and let us seek the Lord of hosts. I also will go. And many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to entreat the face of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, In those days wherein 10 men of all languages of the Gentiles shall take hold, and shall hold fast the skirt of one that is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Ecclesiasticus chapter 32. Have they made thee ruler? Be not lifted up. Be among them as one of them. Have care of them, and so sit down, and when thou hast acquitted thyself of all thy charge, take thy place, that thou mayest rejoice for them and receive a crown as an ornament of grace and get the honor of the contribution. Speak thou that art elder, for it becometh thee to speak the first word with careful knowledge and hinder not music. Where there is no hearing, pour not out words and be not lifted up out of the season with thy wisdom. A concert of music and a banquet of wine is as a carbuncle set in gold, as a signet of an emerald in a work of gold, so is the melody of music with pleasant and moderate wine. Hear in silence, and for thy reverence good grace shall come to thee. Young man, scarcely speak in thy own cause. If thou be asked twice, let thy answer be short. In many things be as thou wert ignorant, and hear in silence, and withal seeking. In the company of great men take not upon thee, and when the ancients are present, speak not much. Before a storm goeth lightning, and before shamefacedness goeth favor, and for thy reverence good grace shall come to thee. And at the time of rising be not slack, but be first to run home to thy house, and there withdraw thyself, and there take thy pastime. And do what thou hast a mind, but not in sin or proud speech. And for all these things, bless the Lord that made thee, and that replenish thee with all his good things. He that feareth the Lord will receive his discipline, and they that will seek him early shall find a blessing. He that seeketh the law shall be filled with it, and he that dealeth deceitfully shall meet with a stumbling block therein. They that fear the Lord shall find just judgment, and shall kindle justice as a light. A sinful man will flee reproof, and will find an excuse according to his will. A man of counsel will not neglect understanding. A strange and proud man will not dread fear. Even after he hath done with fear, without counsel, he shall be controlled by the things of his own seeking. My son, do thou nothing without counsel, and thou shalt not repent when thou hast done. Go not in the way of ruin, and thou shalt not stumble against the stones. Trust not thyself to a rugged way, lest thou set a stumbling block to thy soul. And beware of thy own children, and take heed of them of thy household. In every work of thine, regard thy soul in faith, for this is the keeping of the commandments. He that believeth God taketh heed to the commandments, and he that trusteth in him shall fare never the worst. The Apocalypse of St. John the Apostle, Chapter 3. And to the angel of the church of Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast the name of being alive, and thou art dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things that remain, which are ready to die, for I find not thy works full before my God. Have in mind, therefore, in what manner thou hast received and heard, and observe and do penance. If then thou shalt not watch, I will come to thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know at what hour I will come to thee. But thou hast a few names in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy. He that shall overcome shall thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, These things saith the Holy One, and the True One, He that hath the key of David, He that openeth, and no man shutteth, shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have given before thee a door opened, which no man can shut, because thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will bring of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and adore before thy feet, and they shall know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. He that shall overcome, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. And to the angel of the church of Laodicea write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, who is the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot, but because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will begin to vomit thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and made wealthy, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, fire tried, that thou mayest be made rich, and mayest be clothed in white garments, and that the shame of thy nakedness may not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Such as I love, I rebuke and chastise. Be zealous, therefore, and do penance. Behold, I stand at the gate and knock. If any man shall hear my voice, and open to me the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. To him that shall overcome, I will give to sit with me in my throne, as I also have overcome, and am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. The prayer of Saint Bede the Venerable after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus, and him crucified. I beg thee, dear Jesus, that he upon whom thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of thy knowledge may also possess thee, font of all wisdom, and shine forever before thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.